Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Happens. Happens.
Happens. Watch what crappens. So much crappens. Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me, as usual, is the wonderful, the hilarious, the charming, the sweet, the kind and cuddly Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. Hello there, Ronnie.
Well, hello.
Hello, hello. Did you get your complimentary bag of Beverly Beach items?
I got the Ronnie suit.
The Ronnie suit.
It's just a big Old Navy Bermuda shorts. Some pockets in the front.
Yeah. I got a burlap sack full of just scraps of and tatters of fabric. It's
the day. Beverly Beach.
Beverly Beach. So we are here today to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the big season finale. And before we do, I don't know, we can show our usual stuff. We're trying to collect information about whether or not people would be interested in going to in us doing a second Atlanta show and a second Philly show, since they're both on the verge of selling out. So if you are interested, just give us some feedback in some sort of way. You can tweet us, you can do whatever. We have a poll up at Watch What Crappens Live and Loving It, which is our Facebook group. That poll may have closed by now. I don't know how to set the duration for those things. But we want to know, because if enough people are interested, we'll do second shows in both those cities. So
Why not?
So that's what's on my mind right now these days. I think that's what's pressing me. And of course, we have many shows in many cities. We have two sold out shows in Chicago coming up. And then in June, we have a show in Phoenix. And then 2 days later, we have a show in San Francisco on Gay Pride weekend. I mean, does anything go better with Gay Pride than Watch What Crappens? I don't think so. So get your tickets to that, because, you know, we don't want to hear that you weren't able to get your ticket because it sold out. Okay, we want you to get your ticket now and lock it in like a good Gay Pride person would.
Yes, like Beverly Beach,
lock it in like a palm trees. Like a thong, like a thing going through two butt cheeks. Lock in your ticket.
Yes, so this is the season finale of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I think the burning question on everybody's mind is, who's going to be late and how mad are we going to be about it for four reunions?
I'll be very mad for five reunions. How about that?
I love you, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but get the lead out, darling.
I mean, I love a petty argument, you know.
But they didn't even do that this time. They're like refusing to even fight pettily.
Pettily. You're not even fighting pettily. Yeah. Well, either way, as I've said before, I kind of feel like Beverly Hills peaked in their New York episodes, and it's kind of been a slow crawl to the finish line. Like the season I thought was going along just nicely, going very well. It seemed like it was building on itself. You know, the stupid thing with Teddy and Dorit built somehow and got to this point where all of a sudden it was now this three-way fight between Lisa, Kyle, and Dorit, and it just felt like it was building on itself, and then it kind of just went away.
Yeah. But, you know, here we are, and I'm gonna maximize my motherfucking time.
Yeah. people were saying, some people were theorizing that this is going to be Erica Jayne's last season, because when Andy Cohen had a bajillion people on stage for his Watch What Happens Live show in LA last week, Erica Jayne tried to separate herself from the pack. Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't the bajillion episode. It was the Beverly Hills episode. And she tried to separate herself from the pack when they were waving goodbye to the audience. I don't know. I think that seems like a little... It seems like a stretch, but it's worth thinking about, at least.
Yeah, I think her ass is going to stay on this show until they make her leave. And they're not going to fire her.
Yeah, because they'll be like, you want to be back? And I'll say yes, because I always say yes now.
I'll say yes to everything! I'm like, you're not just saying yes to requests. You're, like, forcing shit down people's throat. It's not like you said yes to a music career on YouTube, okay? YouTube accepted your videos. Mikey accepts your money, okay? You hired somebody to write a book for you. It's not like you're accepting all of these things. You're forcing them, darling. Now, to that I say, force on, sister! That's how we build forced empires.
Oh.
You know, would forced we even Gump. Have... Would we have Forrest Gump if it weren't for Forrest Empires? We certainly wouldn't. Would we have Smokey the motherfucking Bear? No, we wouldn't.
May the Force be with you. Luke, I am your glam squad.
Luke, I am your motherfucking daddy. Got that? Wipe the floor before I do the splits on it. That's how it is in the game, huh?
So Princess Leia's my sister? I don't give a fuck. Jabba the fuck?
Harry, who gives a fucker?
Obi-Wan Kafuckobi?
Darth Vader, give a fuck. I'll tell you that much. Darth Vader, give a huge fuck.
Let me tell you something about that Death Star. She was fashion. She's couture. She's empire.
Empire! I'm not going to strike you, but if you strike me, I'm going to strike you back, motherfucker.
Okay, so where do we open with this show?
I will tell you.
This is Dorit, right?
Dorit.
We open with Dorit.
She's like getting out of a car and at the Beverly Beach fashion show, and someone's like, are you ready? She's like, I don't know. I think so. I don't know. I think so. I think so. I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. I think so.
She's like, I'm so nervous.
Yeah. I thought another
bomb. Find a way to get the bone trees in. Like, it's called a Dolly Dorit. Jesus Christ. Calm down, okay? Someone get some paper towels for the floor, please. Dorit just learned about dollies.
When she made that noise, I swear to God, I thought another bicyclist was coming in from Berlin to get in her way. Erica Jayne style.
Erica Jayne's just standing there staring at the trees past her.
Young ladies! Welcome.
Just because why not?
Yeah.
Just
because
why?
Because literally was a squeal for palm tree. So, you know, it fits.
Yeah. She sees like a
Unlike
Corona
Dorit's
commercial.
Bathing suit
like,
line.
And she's like, I have invited press.
Instagram people? Who else, PK? He's like, influencers. Influencers, babe. Influences. We've invited influencers.
He's like, we have Dog Fancy magazine coming. We have Crumpets Quarterly.
Get off of my corner. I own both of those magazine rights. Vanderpump Dog Fancy and Vanderpump Crumpet Corner.
He's like, we have everyone coming. Everyone from Kiplinger's Personal Finance to the Harvard Business Review to the Harvard Night School Newsletter.
It's just all their creditors.
To 321 Contact Magazine highlights.
It's the guy from the Hertz rental wanting their shit Carmac.
I can't top
your
that.
Rental is over, people. Your rental is over. So she sees these trees and she squeals and she's like, you did exactly what I envisioned. I was like, yeah, palm trees and a platform. That's like, stop acting like Van Gogh over there, okay? So yeah. Then we cut to a close-up of Ken yawning in the car.
Exactly. He's been watching the season best. Also.
He's like, who came up with the idea of putting televisions in cars? Most boring ride I've ever been on, darling.
Yeah, so he's just yawning in the car.
Lisa's like, You're supposed to be excited, darling. Don't fall asleep.
And he's like, yes, I'm intrigued.
He's like, by what? Those young models. That's the only show you'll stay awake through.
And then we see Teddy and Edwin. Tedwin getting ready. She's like, my boobs are about to fall off. Listen.
I wish I knew what to do with my boobs, but I'm Teddy. I'm poor. I don't know.
Listen, if only one boob falls out, I'll take it.
Just being me, guys. Just being me.
I'm just being accountable to my breasts. So now we're back at the rehearsals for Beverly Beach, and we see Dorit practicing her big line. She's like, ladies and gentlemen, here is Beverly Beach. No. Bobbly Beach. Bobbly Beach. Bobbly! Bobbly! Bobbly!
Here we come. Ladies and gentlemen, badonkadonk, bitch. Wait a minute. Line!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Beverly Spittoon. No. Beverly Peach. Beverly Beluga. Beluga.
Hoochily Beverly.
Beluga Beluga. Yogurt Land.
Bosch. Here we go, Bosch.
It's like that's an Amazon show.
All right. Here we are. Beverly Lampshade. No, not Lampshade. Yolanda Foster. No.
Tiddlywinks and Crumpets. Oh, I don't know what's happening to me.
Staplers and pen caps. No, that's my desk.
Can I tell you something disgusting and wonderful? My hands smell like tuna fish because I just ate tuna fish. Okay, oh back God. To the show.
That tracks.
So she's like, when PK asked me to give up me company to be a mother, I was synonymous with business woman. I said, sure, I'll go on hiatus like Willis and Gracious or Roseanne's a boo. Line.
I love your Dorit impersonation. Just becomes more and more hilarious every single time. Just Rosanna.
You know what's so stupid is that in my head, that's really how she talks. Like when I hear her actually talk on the show, I'm like, oh my God, Ben does her perfectly. But in my head, I'm like, that's really how she talks.
I may have to just phase out my impersonation. Your impersonation is just too funny.
No, it's on the, yours is perfect. It's on the nose. It sounds exactly like her. I can't even try. So.
Guys. I just feel like it's my big night, and then you do your impersonation on my big night, and I know, it's just like, of all the nights that you have to do your impersonation of my voice, you have to do it on my night.
Well, I'll tell you what happens when you're on hiatus. You have two munchkins in bikinis. Jagger, get over here and shake that rumpy tumpy.
Jagger's part of the press corps. If I get a bad review, that means I'll have a bad review.
Like, great, Jerry. You really figured out how the press works. So Rinna, now we see Rinna and Erica in a limo, and they're like, Rinna's like, I'm so proud of Dorit and her fashion line. I mean, there are no dusters like QVC, but it's cool. At least she owns it, baby. She'll hustler.
It's like, hi, Erica, how are you? How was New York? How is everything? Look at this limo. It's great. Everything's great. And Erica's like, I don't feel good, but I'm nervous for Dorit. She's like, me too. I can relate. It's one show away. You could be a huge success or a huge failure.
Rinna is just like, it's the end of the season. I'm just going to be thrilled about fucking everything. I don't care.
She's like, I'm just going to just say words until someone says, that's a wrap on season 45. So now it's like red carpet. There's Camille, like, mwah, camera. Mwah. And
did you notice that Camille had no one to kiss, but she still stood there with her lips wide open like she was ready to kiss? She's like, And then Teddy goes, look, Beverly Beach by Dorit. It's like, well, thanks for coming, Teddy.
The power of observation is a very intense thing.
Are those palm trees on poor?
Well, it's like a beach, but like we're in Beverly Hills. Whoa, Beverly Beach. So Lisa Vanderpump's like, hello. You know, she does that. Sometimes she does that when she enters the room. She goes, hello, hello, hello.
Like, hey.
Hello. I want my best cuffs. So Camille's like, oh, did I scrape you with my engagement ring?
David's a good guy. He makes me laugh. Life is pretty darn good. I'm like, those are your only rules? Frasier made everybody laugh. Look what happened there.
He got down on one and said, will you be my mwah? And I said, mwah. And ever since then, we've been like, mwah.
I'm going to call you Vanderpump Camille. Like, Vanderpump takes credit for everything. She's like, Cam finally took my advice and went for it.
I know. I was like, yeah. You do this, Lisa.
I'm surprised. I did it. Her name is now Camille Vanderpump David Wishy Wash.
I'm surprised Boy George didn't emerge and say, I'm going to sing Karma Chameleon. Get it?
I did that. I scapped the fuck out of that.
So Kyle comes in and sees the ring. She goes, oh my god, I'm going to cry. Oh my god. But she doesn't actually cry. She just makes it sound like she's going to cry.
Yeah, she's just like, ah! I love that they showed that clip of Kelsey and Camille. So it's like, good. They don't show Camille or give her a diamond, but they do just play that clip of Kelsey dumping her in the a limo over and over again.
Humiliating low moments from Camille's life. Yeah. So,
I'm fine again. So Maury and Teddy, Maury's like, I'm so excited for you. You got a new house. You know, you got security. It's a new house. You know, we got a security system. It's a kick-ass system. You know, there's like little things on the windows. And, you know, they open and beeps.
Beeps, so upsetting.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming Camille was standing behind him. Yeah, you know, it's funny. They showed this little scene of Mauricio talking to Edwin about, I guess Edwin was going to set up a security system. And I'm like, I thought it was just like a nothing scene. Little did we realize it was foreshadowing for something very not so great at the end of the episode. But we'll get to that.
I know. I think that Maury talking about his kick-ass security system is like, awkward. I hope that you got your money back.
Yeah, seriously. So, Erica's sick. Great. So they're all standing around, and Kyle, it's a good time, so why not bring up Pantygate again? So Kyle brings it up to Erica, and she's like, it's just sort of like that thing at your dinner party. It's just like weird. Like, why would she do that? Why is Dorit always trying to cause problems between you and me and Erica? Like, you and me, Erica, you know? And Erica's like, well, that'll good luck. I'm an avatar. Yeah.
No, it's a bridge over troubled water. One of my most famous songs I wrote when I was a Beatle.
It's a cover of a band I used to be in called Simon and I Don't Give a Fuck Finkel. I don't give a Finkel.
Feeling like your baby's cold. It's the rain's falling. Who gives a fuck? It's over.
Kyle's like, come on, we have to do something.
Kyle Richards. Sail on by.
So PK is like, hello, welcome to Beverly Beach. My name is PK, and this is my wife, Dorit. We got trees. Also, to Capital One, the check's in the mail. All right, let's do this.
I'd like to give a special shout out to the editor-in-chief of Model Railroader magazine. Hello, welcome.
Get over here, Crumpet Corner, you're mine.
Tropical fish hobbyists, I'd like to welcome your editor-in-chief.
I love these
are real. I have a list of magazines open by right now. But these are real.
I love that you wikied some magazines. I just need Crumpet Corner in my life. That's
like, not real. But that's
yes,
like
it is.
Is it?
If you say it enough times, it comes into existence. Look, like Erica's book or Erica's music video.
Well, her album did get a great review in Crumpet Corner.
Yes, my song, Crumpet, 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 Crumpet on my pussy, and my pussy's made of crumples, and I don't give a strumpet, fuck it, Crumpet, fuck it.
Hey, before we lift this curtain up, we're hoping we get a very good write-up in Knucklebones magazine. I'm looking at you.
Insta-Crumpet Social.
Insta-Crumpet. Crumpets are us.
We've got some huge influences here, like cookies. Those are very influencing. I'd like to point out the cookies in the back.
Crumpet Digest. It's a good magazine if you just want little snippets of Crumpet updates.
Kyle's like, wow, they sure love a curtain.
Which is funny because that's what I was going to say.
I love the crowd. Oh, goddamn snort. I love that Kyle speaks for America.
Yeah.
So then there's a commercial.
Wait, before the commercial, I just have to say, they drop the curtain and it's like a runway with seats. I was like, is this supposed to be the surprise? They came to a fashion show. It's like going to a restaurant and then having a curtain drop and be like, and look, tables and chairs. Who would have thought?
I wrote, thank God they had a commercial break to get us through the shock.
Oh, did that happen after the commercial break? Sorry.
I think so, because then she's like, this is what I worked so hard for. It's my dreams, my love, my ambition. I'm like, you didn't even draw your own bikinis, okay? We saw you writing in pen over someone else's drawings to read, but whatever.
So,
and then we get a good Rinna quote. This is like, Rinna, what did you think? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Whoa. Whoa, it's runway.
That's amazing.
Where's the Lila Bell?
Look at those.
Amelia. It's a runway.
Those bikinis are walking. They're walking. Those ladies are walking. Are you kidding me? Okay, yeah. Rinna. No, they're not kidding you, okay?
Yeah, when the fashion show begins, Erica's like, yay. All right. Pretty cool. Cute.
Nice. I'm over here with the tape measure. I need a custom fitting.
Hey, that one looks like I got the eye of Crumpet Quarterly. Oh.
Oh, you're Quarterly now? Don't think I can't sue you just because you changed the name.
As the editor-in-chief of both Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine and Crumpet Lifestyle, I have to say, this is infringement, and I'm writing it down in my manila envelope.
Where's my business face?
So Teddy's like, I'm proud of Dorit. That's it.
I'm Teddy.
And Rinna's like, you look great. I would totally buy one. But I want a free one first.
Why buy the cow when you get the milk bikini for free?
Are you kidding me, milk bikini?
So Dorit's like, I'm so proud of myself. Dorit the designer, she's back. I'm like, oh my God, you're a regular share.
She's going to be opening up a boutique soon called Dorit by Dorit by Tammy Flu.
Dorit by F-L-O-O. She's back. Flu.
You floozy. I'm just thinking of my husband, PK's empowered me to do what life meant me to do.
It's like, okay, that's enough of this. So Erica's like, I'm so proud of you. You murdered it. Which... it's only a compliment, kind of in Erica's mind.
Murdered in bikinis. Congratulations. Bikinis are dead. You did it, Dorit.
And then PK brought out a birthday cake and was like,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Clap, clap.
So, lovey, dovey, 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 what's wrong with you?
We forget about that one, but that was a good one, too.
That's the best part. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Hello.
So Vanderpump's like, good job, darling. Good job. Even the crumpet was happy. Very nice. And Dorit's like, girls, I'd like to thank you for being a friend. Traveling down the road and back again. The Golden Girls are back on a missy. Saturday nights at 8 p.m. To come back.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and they have a reboot.
So Dorit's like, girls, thank you for supporting me. And Kyle's like, cheers to that. And Vanderpump's like, I'm proud of Dorit. Say what you want about her. She's loud. She's squealy. She has 19 different accents. Her boobs are square. She terrifies the swans. Whatever. Sure, she talks too much, but she's a nice girl.
And she won't be in my magazine. Go.
And so shady-ass Kyle is like, whoa, cheers, congratulations. So when does that Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine come out with you guys?
As if she doesn't already know that Dorit has been cut. Like, total fuckery. It was great.
It's like Kyle senses that the shape of her pool won't be enough of a storyline to make it through the entire season.
I love that movie, The Shape of My Pool. It's where Kyle falls in love with a pool toy and then has sex with it, and she fills up her bathroom full of water and has sex with her pool toy.
She would. She'd like blame it for something. Fucking Kyle. Troublemaking Kyle.
And by the way, like, Glenn, don't think we're not looking at you vis-a-vis the update on Kyle's life. By the way, Glenn.
Yeah, by the way, tray of ham. That's what Glenn brought to this, a tray of ham. Well, thanks a lot, Glenn.
Yeah.
But we'll get there, guys. I we'll know get you're there. Wondering, when are they going to talk about that tray of ham? It's coming!
So, yeah, so Kyle's like, so, Dorit, when is that, when is, or Lisa, when is that issue of Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine with Dorit on the cover and all those photos, when is that issue going to come out? Because I can't wait for everyone in Beverly Hills to read it and see Dorit's face throughout all of that magazine, specifically her face, lots and lots of her face.
And why did that make me cough?
Well, I was talking about Dorit, it happens. So
like,
Lisa's,
that is hilarious. He said Dorit face. And I'm like, bah!
Lisa's like, well, we decided what would be best would be to give those photos to the Harvard Crumpet Review, and we'll just take pictures of scones instead.
Congratulations. Your face will be served dryly next to a cup of tea, which everyone loves in Crumpet Quarterly.
Dorit, you're going to get Crumpet Quarterly's first ever fold-out cover. Shot by Annie Leibovitz. Not Leibovitz, Leibovitz.
Is that a shoe? I'll take it. No, Erica, be quiet.
So Vanderpump's like, well, you weren't happy with the photo shoot. So, you know, little Truman not Pootie didn't want any negativity.
His mother was very upset.
Not Truman not Pootie.
And he's like, girl, I do not want any negativity about this magazine. My mother is going to be very upset. I am very heterosexual.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of Beverly Leslie from Will and Grace, because Will and Grace has been back on and it is so hilarious. He's like, hello, Karen.
Yeah. So Dorit's like, well, it's a bit shitty that Lisa cut me out of the magazine and didn't even tell me. I mean, why would she cut me out after I've complained incessantly for weeks upon weeks that I never want to see my face in that magazine with that photo shoot? Why?
She probably wouldn't even have told me if Carl hadn't brought it up.
And you never would have known, because who the fuck gets that magazine?
Yeah, exactly. It's like at car washes. So Rinna's like, meanwhile, if Beverly Hills Lifestyle wants to interview us, we're game. Rinna, she's like, was Dorit not happy with the photos? Or was Lisa not happy with Dorit? I'm like, or maybe it was both. Dorit was happy with the photos, and Lisa was not happy with Dorit for not being happy with the photos.
But the way Vanderpump puts it is so funny. She's like, we're using the shoot, just not the pictures. It's just Dorit's hand.
So I funny. Like Dorit's hands, just not crazy about her head, bitches. And so Lisa's like, yeah, she goes, they're like, well, like, you should, like, how could you not tell Dorit or whatever it was? And she's like, well, it was only decided just yesterday. And then they flash back to a month ago. And they'd be like, I don't want her negativity in Beverly Hills Laptop Magazine. And I saw a profile of Obama. Obama cookies. You ever had those cookies before?
Obama crumpets. Of course.
I've had Obama crumpets. They're delicious. I read about them in Obama in Crumpet Quarterly. Not to be confused with Obama Quarterly. Which, as we know, is the in-house newsletter for Obama cookies. It's all very confusing.
And for the Orange County version, trumpets and tea.
So. Trumpets for, you know how, like, it's Hellman's on the East Coast and Best Foods on the West Coast? So it's Crumpets Quarterly for all of America, but in Orange County it's called Trumpets.
Delicious.
So,
not to be confused with Bugles, which are also delicious, but totally different.
So this is all awkward, and I guess Dorit's supposed to fight, but she's like, they brought in palm trees, I have some respect. So she's like, well, Kyle, if you think you and our friendship
has
a problem, it sure means a lot to me.
No, because what spurs that on is Kyle, in her typical Kyle way, goes, well, Lisa, why have you never asked me to be in Beverly Hills Magazine? Which is like,
because you live in Encino now, traitor.
I'll ask you when I decide to launch Garbage Pail Kids Magazine. I'm going to do a profile on your home.
Don't worry. We'll have Glenn as a centerfold in Ham Tray Magazine, which is coming up any moment, Carl.
We'll profile you when we start up, when we launch our magazine, Bad Luck Juju House Magazine.
So, yes. So Dorit's like, oh!
What to think of our friendship, and ye, and crumpets means a lot to me. So if you have unresolved things to clear up, let's do it right here on the biggest day of my life. Can we get the curtain down? Carl has something to say, Piquet.
Hold on, let me hold up my Bella magazine so this becomes both my Beverly Beach night and my Bella night all mixed up in one. Now, how would you like to ruin it for me, Kyle? Don't be ridiculous about it either.
So Kyle's like, well, I mean, it's just that, like, I'm, like, really upset because you basically said that I was the one that caused Erica to be so mad about Panicate. Remember when you said that at dinner? And, like, you just can't say those things and not have there be any repercussions. Like, you just said things that just didn't make sense to me. And Erica's like, oh, about the underwear. Yeah, yeah. And Dorit's basically like, well, I was drawing a comparison.
I was drawing a comparison about the way that you ruin everyone's lives by manipulating them and making them hate me. That's all.
And Dorit's like, why did you say it's all right when it's not all right? I was like, karma?
Yeah.
Maybe it's karma, because that's what you've all been doing this whole season. And it's so boring. So she's like, I wasn't insinuating, I was making a comparison to the time that you started everything, remember? And Carl's like, that made no sense. You said Kyle said it first. You just don't do that to a friend. I didn't say you weren't a part of it in the part and part of it. Cookies, cookies! Curtains. What are you mad at? Curtains or cookies? And Rinna's like, this is Lisa Vanderpump's fault.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make any sense.
And yeah, because basically Kyle is like, I'm sick of you making it sound like you're making it sound like I'm coming for Erica all the time. It's like,
well, I'm sorry, I didn't, you know, I'm only saying that because you denied her a profile in Crumpets magazine, that's all. And I thought, that's so strange, she must really hate Erica. Like, remember the time she made fun of Erica when she went to the courtyard by Marriott?
I was like, I didn't do it. Why, whatever. So Kyle's saying, like, listen, you're always insinuating this shit, and you never admit it. And now Erica's like, I'm getting drawn into something that I put to bed a year ago. A bed at the courtyard by Marriott.
Oh, God, these people.
And Lisa Vanderpump's just trying to separate herself out of it. She's like, well, this underwear thing is just ridiculous. Ridiculous. And so, you know, now everyone's just starting to get mad about it. And Kyle, because the Pantygate stuff is coming up. And Kyle basically turns to Erica to be like, can you just, like, clarify that? She says this in so many words. Can you clarify that I was not the reason why you were so upset at Pantygate? It wasn't my fault. I didn't, like, Dorit didn't leave the room. And then I said something to you to make you feel a certain way. It wasn't me. And Erica's just like,
I already did this. Can we talk about the Kim Kardashian gang? Now, there's where I didn't wear my underwear, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't wear my underwear there, and I got paid to do it. What are you bitches complaining about? And Kyle's like, I'm leaving! Bah!
Yeah. And she leaves. And Dorit will also, Dorit goes,
but clearly you have a little bit of guilt there, because, I mean, I don't know why you keep on being so sensitive about all this Pantygate stuff. I'm like, Dorit, you are the one who, like, you resurrected it a few weeks ago, and you're the one who keeps harping on it and pinning it on Kyle.
I just can't with Pantygate. Like, it's every time you say Pantygate, my eyes just glaze over.
Yeah.
I have to just, like, get over it. So Kyle leaves. I'm leaving. Blah, blah. I'm just like, oh, well, I don't kiss when I'm mad. That's a little Beverly Hills for me. Like, you're at a show called Beverly Beach.
Yeah, exactly. That you started. Exactly. Exactly.
Hello, this is Lisa Vanderpump. We are taking a commercial break now, but if you don't hear one, don't worry. You're very lucky.
So, and then again, Erica's doing this thing like, well, I've already
defended Kyle. Like, I've told her time and time again. Yeah, no, you didn't get me mad.
I'm like, that's not the point, Erica. The point is, she's looking to be exonerated, and you're just sitting there like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, she doesn't, and he does. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
So she goes out and Maury's like, what happened? I was just talking about my amazing security system that's about to be put up.
That's going to just talking about that emergency system. It's going to be a really good one. Cameras in one room, the basement, and then a motion detector in a bush about 30 feet from the house. Should be great.
And Kyle's like, well, everyone's full of shit. You know, Erica's up Dorit's ass, Dorit's up Vanderpump's ass, and everyone's up everyone's own asses. They can't be honest, and it's in my expense. I think Kyle's really mad that Erica is in the Kardashian game when Kyle is legit friends with the Kardashians, and yes, she's not in the game.
I think that Kyle is mad that no one's up her ass. And I actually think that there's some truth to what Rinna was saying. Rinna says that it taps into some family shit. I don't know, like, the way that Rinna explained it, I don't think that made total sense, because she said something about, like, she needs consistency with her friends or whatever. I think what makes sense, though, is that I think Kyle has always been put in this position where she is, like, the loyal one, doing what she thinks is, like, the right thing. She's, like, she's you know, supporting her sister. She's supporting Lisa Vanderpump, but she never feels appreciated for the shit that she does. And so moments happen where this bubbles up, where she just feels chronically underappreciated, and then she just has a tantrum and leaves. And the thing is, the reason why I say that is I get it, because I'm like, I feel like I'm very Kyle Richards, even though I don't think I'm supportive of anyone. I don't feel like I support anyone. It's not like, but I do feel like I want to have a tantrum all the time and whine.
I think Kyle is really just, you know, trying to keep their show moving. And yeah. She's like, we are not having, this is the saddest season finale we've ever had. It's a bikini unveiling.
Yeah.
No one's fighting about anything. And the only person who's really making any headway in this cast is Erica Jane. So I'm going to try and start a fight with Erica Jane. Yeah. And Erica Jane's like, well, I don't give a fuck. You want to start a fight with me? You better buy it out of the Kardashian online store, bitch. And so she's just pissed, and she doesn't know what to do. But I have to say, you know, at least she's trying. You know, you could try by, like, maybe having a scene that's not about your house, your money, or your fucking every other thing you're trying to sell. You know, there's better ways to try. But at least she's trying something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I like when Kyle is less whimpering and more screamy. I like when she screams at people. So Dorit, after Kyle storms out, Dorit's like, well, unfortunately, the spirit of the evening gets ruined because of the end of the evening. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? It's just one night. I wouldn't do that to someone on a night that's important to them. I'm like, you're the one who asked if there's any unresolved issues. You brought this on.
Yeah. Would you like to talk about Pantygate? How dare you talk about Pantygate?
Yeah. And then they show, as evidence of Dorit contradicting herself, screaming at Teddy at her glam party. Although, to be fair, I don't think the glam party was a major milestone event in Teddy's life. And if it was, I'll take it.
So, let's see. She's like, once again, Kyle ruined me night. So, Kyle and Maury.
Hold on. Dorit, and then Dorit says to Lisa, I hope this isn't out of order, but Dorit says to Lisa, Lisa, good friends don't do that, Lisa. I'm like, you were such a snake. Because now, like, she's turning it against, like, Kyle's not a good friend. Not a good friend.
I know. Well, Lisa's trying to, like, do both. She's like, well, I guess Dorit is upset about the panty of the something talking to the Central Park ward. And Kyle is upset about something that Dorit did hugging too much of. Am I on the right track here?
But I'm the real victim here, because I had horrible things said about me and Nanny Kay. For those who at least remember who Nanny Kay is.
So then Erica's trying to call Kyle, and Kyle typically, as she always does, just ignores the phone call, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, she's going to get in trouble for this later, but she's like, you know what? Fuck you and your kissing ass, Erica. And, like, doesn't answer the phone. They get that on mic, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Kyle, you can try and go up a bunch of people. I wouldn't go up against Erica. She literally doesn't give a fuck, and she has no soul. She'll rip your head off, okay? And she's more popular than you right now. So how about bring Kim back if you want to fight with somebody? At least that's entertaining.
I would love a Kyle and Erica fight, though. That would actually be pretty amazing. Assuming that we have season one Kyle or season four Kyle versus Carlton Kyle. And by the way, I would actually be okay with Carlton coming back. I feel like Carlton is someone that now, several years later, I feel like I appreciate Carlton more and her brand of crazy, and I would be open for Carlton coming back.
I don't think they need to bring back other things that don't work. It's like when you go get your tire fixed, and they're like, they sell you a new tire, and they're like, would you like to keep this one as a spare? And you're like, sure. And then it's like, why would I keep the spare tire when I've got a better tire on, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, stop keeping Carlton in the trunk, everybody. There's like plenty of crazy people in Real Housewives or in Beverly Hills to put on TV. We don't need to have to keep bringing up the same old spare tires.
The assumption is that Carlton is broken. And I think that we all thought she was broken. But what we didn't realize is that she was before our time. I'm just going to put that out there. I think Carlton deserves a re-examination at the very least. Let's throw her in as a friend. Let's have her have some appearances and just see how that goes. How about that?
Okay, sure.
Or Eden Sassoon.
Just to be supportive. So next up is Rinna and Harry Hamlin. She's like, let's call Delilah. I've got a cell phone. FaceTime. And Delilah goes, I cleaned. Want to see?
Is it me or has the Delilah storyline not moved forward the entire season? It's just been It's just been like FaceTiming with Delilah in an apartment. And it's like she's in New York, but now she's back. And now she's in New York. Now she's back. Now she's in New York. There's really no arc to that Delilah thing.
No, Delilah goes back and forth from her futon to Rinna's house. And Harry comes back and forth to Canada and says things like, I'm shooting Shooter next week.
Yeah.
And you're a Vogue Girls, and Vogue Girls clean their apartment. I'm like, why are you guys on TV right now?
I was very concerned because I love Lisa Rinna and I love her on this show. But you know, by her own confession in this scene, she basically has done nothing. She's like she talked about how she stayed out of the drama and that like there's been too much petty bullshit that she's not deeply invested in. I'm like, no, I like you when you are invested in your petty bullshit. And there were a lot of people a few years ago who were like, Lisa Rinna doesn't have her own storyline. She doesn't bring anything to it. I'm like, no, now you're seeing Lisa Rinna without a storyline, and now you see what it's like. Let's go back to, let's bring old Lisa Rinna back. Okay, you had your season off. Come back to the show now. And I got scared because Jonathan Anton showed up, and he's like the ghost of Bravo past. It's like, this is a sign, Lisa. You have to kick it up into high gear next season, otherwise you'll wind up like Jonathan Anton, gone from our TV.
Yeah, she's like, look at me, I'm not fighting with anyone. I'm like Yoda. I'm like, they killed off Yoda. So, spoiler alert.
And Jonathan's like, well, I think, Rinna, that you are just like smart and beautiful and lovely and hilarious and tall and QVC successful and like just the best thing. And she's like, it's okay. I already paid you. It's okay.
And Harry goes, you are for sure the nicest woman I've ever met. She goes, that's the truth. You've been married to some real bitches. So Teddy and Kyle are doing jumping jacks. And yeah. Kyle's like, people still do these?
I had to do them every day back when I used to ride horses on the weekends.
I'm kind of
obsessed with some of those bathing suits.
And Kyle's like, yeah, but I was a little tortured about the other night because, like, nobody's honest. And I want to invite everybody over to see American Woman. But are they going to be? I'm like, you want to talk about honesty? You recast your mother. It's like a super sweet person played by Alicia Silverstone. Let's talk about rewriting history here. Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. So they're talking about the girls. And Teddy's like, I just want everyone to stop kissing everyone else's asses. I'm like, is this going to be the new thing that they're doing now? Everyone's kissing everyone's asses. They are. It's true. And Teddy's like, you know, Erica just sat there and was quiet and she could have squashed this whole thing. And she just sat there and like her being quiet was like her yelling at me. And like, if Erica just said like a word or two, I would have taken it and I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. You know, whatever. I like when she goes, we deal similarly. I cry. She cries, but it's just because we're sensitive. And Kyle's like, I'm going to run to the polo lounge. I'm running to the polo lounge. And she's like, I'll win.
Was I the only one who was getting distracted by the fact that they were doing so many squats because the camera kept going up and down? I was like, okay, this is too much for me.
I mean, it's bad enough putting Teddy and Kyle together on screen, but add squats into it, I just black out.
I miss the days when they would do stupid things like do a fake Amazing Race, do Beverly Hills, and just fight in a yogurt shop afterwards.
You see, here we are with those spare tires again. We're like, remember Yolanda? Wasn't that fun? Get it together, Beverly Hills! So at Villa Rosa, the dogs are roughhousing. And Ken's like, they're roughhousing. She's like, that's what young people do! That's Jaxie Waxy, hopefully getting another chance! After he gave me the double finger, the double ball, the other day, and told me to suck a dick, Diana!
Then we see Monroe, the shaggy dog who entered the picture last week or so, and she's like, this gorgeous dog came into our lives and was very, very sad, but with a little love she turned into a pleasure chest. I'm like, she turned into a porn store or a sex toy store.
I know. Lisa's restaurants are close enough to the actual sex store to be calling her dog that.
Yeah.
Saying that about her dog. She's like, we can keep her as long as we don't call her Monroe. There's already one Monroe who's going to grow up presenting Jeff Lewis. He doesn't need another gadget!
I just like to think that Lisa had a really traumatic experience watching Too Close for Comfort once. She's like, no, I cannot see a Monroe. Not another Monroe.
Lisa gets another dog. They're really tearing it up here.
What was the name of the guy who played Monroe on that show again? I forget his name. He was on All the Squares. Dead now. No, he's alive.
Dead. Oh, darn. Never mind. Spoiler alert. He's going
to
die.
I have to look it up. Monroe.
I love that you have close. Crumpet Magazine. You have Crumpet Corner Magazine in one tab. And Monroe from Too Close for Comfort in another tab.
Jim J. Bullock.
Jim J. Bullock is dead, huh?
No, he is alive.
Look up Jim J. Bullock dead.
I'm on his Wikipedia page, and as far as I can tell, there is no death, just born. You're thinking of Ted Knight. Ted Knight died.
I will not confuse Jim J. Bullock with anybody else. Hi, Jim J., we love you.
You confused him with someone who died.
I just drew Tammy Faye on my notes because we talked about Jim J., and they were friends.
Do you think Jim J. Bullock will come on as a guest on our show?
Not anymore. From the grave, maybe.
He is alive.
I know, but I keep saying he's dead. Who's going to want to come on our show?
But he had a crystal. He had a crystal meth addiction.
Well, there you go.
But he's alive.
On meth.
Okay, so Kyle's new house. She's like, I can't find anything. And I'm like, you need to stop this. And they keep talking about that house, how that house is so old and it looks like a plantation house. And then she's like, I want to stay true to the roots of the house. And I'm like, she's said roots in a plantation house. I can't with you.
Yeah, she said she likes the old world vibe. First of all, there's nothing that's old world in Los Angeles. This city was founded like 40 years ago, okay? Second of all, I think
I literally leaned back. I was like, ooh, history.
Second of all, we should also mention the fact that Lisa renamed Monroe to Binky Boo, which I feel like is such a worse name. Let's go from a name that sounds sort of sophisticated to something that sounds like child talk. Binky Boo.
Let's go from a movie star who died under mysterious circumstances to a mean ghost in Pac-Man.
Let's go from a cast member, a wacky neighbor on Too Close for Comfort, to the mother from Too Close for Comfort, Muriel! I bet you didn't see that one coming. Fine, Binky Boo.
Mm. So Kyle is walking around her house and Glenn has a ham tray. So we already spoiled that
one. I thought
it
was a fruit platter. I guess it was a ham tray. It could have been ham.
In my mind, it's who knows? You know how my memory works. I'm like, Kyle was carrying a tray of pizza. Like, I don't know. I don't remember things right.
This is the coffee speaking because I'm caffeinated and I just have to get this out of my head and tell you this. I should have told you this before the show started when we weren't recording, but I feel like I have to tell you because I will never remember to tell you. And I want you to know this. I made some delicious coconut rice last night.
That's what Beverly Hills is doing to us.
It was so good. It was so good. Have you ever made coconut rice before?
No.
Would you like to know? Do you like coconut rice?
No.
Fine. So everyone loves Kyle's house. Everyone's like, oh my God, there's this like old world feeling to it. I'm like, there's like one dork column, you know? But she, you know, it is a nice house. And I mean, I didn't feel like it was the sort of house where you could smell the scent of coconut rice wafting off the stovetop. Like a certain apartment here in Hollywood.
Faye is still a terrible decorator, I'll tell you that. They have a stupid Chanel pillow or Chanel blanket hanging off the couch. Like, yes, Kyle, you're rich. Congratulations. So then she yells at her dog and says that she's a bitch. And then Teddy comes over and she's like, is it timely, Spice? And then Rinna comes in and guess what Rinna says, you guys? You're not going to believe this. She goes, whoa, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
Look literally at this old world charm. I feel like I'm back in the mother country. I don't know which mother country it is. Just some
this
country.
Is so old world. This is something Lisa Vanderpump could get. Look at Lisa Vanderpump.
Am I in Nanny Kay's cottage? Am I in Nanny Kay's cottage during the Blitz?
Vanderpump's like,
the house is beautiful. It's kind of romantic family house. Father of the bride type house.
I'm like, you know, she means the original. And I wish Rena was here to call her old.
This is the sort of house that could earn itself an architectural spread in Crumpets Quarterly. They're getting into architecture
Crumpet
now.
Crumpet Cul-de-sacs.
Crumpetecture Digest.
So Dorico,
Crumpet
Eric
Beautiful. Sorry, that happened.
I'm dead.
I can't. So anyway, yeah, they're all there standing around because there's like no couches to sit on yet. And that's a lie. They sit on a couch later. I get it. So they're all standing around and they're like, first Kyle's like, everyone's like, cheers to Dorit's fashion show because we ruined it earlier and everything. And Dorit's like, cheers to the new house. Cheers to the new house because I want to show I'm a bigger person and I'm going to cheers to you even though I want to ruin your night the way you ruined mine.
Even though Kyle ruined yet another night for me, I'm going to support a new stupid Chanel blanket.
Cheers to your fashion show. Now, when we left, we weren't in a good place. Who wants to talk about how much I hugged Dorit over Kyle or underwear on Erica Jane last year? Or, I don't know, what else has happened on this show? Anyone?
Who I took a taxi with at the end of the Beverly Beach show? That's one secret you'll never know. XOXO, Gossip Pump.
Anybody want to say hi to Binky Boopy Boopy Binky Boopo? How dare you not know who Binky Boo is?
He's on the cover of Crumpet Corner. Oh, poor Dorit. Never made it onto the cover of a magazine, did she?
So this is so funny because Vanderpump's trying to start a fight in the cheers. And then Dorit's like, oh, trust the shame. And Rinda goes, thanks to American Girl, whatever. And Erica goes,
just whatever, cheers.
Yeah, well, the thing is that Erica's... it sort of all comes out. And Erica realizes now that she's going to get hammered for being quiet before. So she does this really hasty apology. She's like,
I'm sorry, I didn't say anything. I was confused. I didn't know what I was saying. But of course, you had nothing to do with it. It wasn't your fault. It was all my feelings. It had nothing to do with you. You're exonerated. You're free. Ta-da. But goodbye.
I'm the presidential suite. There's an elephant in my backyard. That's all I remember.
And Dorit's like, so that's why you stormed out, Kyle? And Kyle's like, sorry. I guess I'm sorry. You're amazing. Well, okay. Now everything's okay. You guys want to watch TV?
So Dorit's like, cool. I'm going to show that I'm shattered, but I'm not going to be mean like Kyle. I'm here to support Kyle. That's what I'm going to do. I just don't have any more fight in me. I'm like, okay, relax. Okay. Relax, Hillary Clinton. Okay, you have not been through, like, 2 years of intense
Clinton
drama. She's like,
we're going to talk about the emails some more, are we, Kyle?
If anyone needs me, I'll be walking in the woods in Chappaqua.
So Kyle's like, in order for this house to be a home, there's things I need to do to it. Will someone call Kim over so I can kick her out?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Well, she starts giving everyone a tour, and she shows them this perfectly lovely banister, and she's like, this banister, we're gonna make it wrought iron with brass. I'm like, what happened? What happened to old world charm? I'm like, this is classic Faye Resnick replacing a perfectly lovely wooden banister with wrought iron and brass.
It is. It's pretty bad. So then they go into the closet, and she's like, I have to get on the ladder to reach my Birkins. And Teddy's like, oh, I'm poor.
Yeah, and they show all these Birkins. You're like, wow, so many Birkins that will surely be there forever.
Yeah, Teddy basically stole all those Birkins.
Teddy and Glenn. They worked Teddy together. It was like, set it off.
The ham that Birkin built.
The hand that rocked the Birkins. The Italian Birkins.
So Kyle's like, my last series was when I was 5 years old. I'm like, your last series was ER. What are you talking about? That was when you were 5 years old. It's like, it was a natural fit that I'd just go behind the camera.
I think she said it was her first series was when she was five, not the last.
Oh, I thought she said her last. I was like, are we pretending you don't know George Clooney and you were under five on ER? Come on.
So it's time to watch American Woman, and they show like a little clip, and there's some random joke where Alicia Silverstone says to someone, the only thing Greg wants to see fat on you is your pocketbook. And Kyle's like, ha! And everyone else is just staring at her like, wait, what?
Everyone's crying. They're like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen. Teddy's... Your mom's horrible.
Yeah, and they show this scene where Kyle's mom tells the daughters that the dad left, And Teddy's bawling, and she's like, no, this triggers me. It reminds me of, you know, like when I was a kid and my dad left and we had to move into a condo. And it just brings up a lot of emotions. I was like, oh, thanks for introducing a storyline in the last 5 minutes of the season.
No kidding. All we care about is John Cougar. Now you're talking about him. It's over. She goes, as an adult, you block out memories and you see a trigger, which is also a horse, which I don't own.
I was like, it blocks out all the memories except the horse memories.
Yeah. She's like, I'm wiping off my tears with the pashmina because I don't use Kleenex because I'm Teddy. I don't want to waste. And Dorit's like, how do your sisters feel about you stealing the storyline, trying to build a hotel called Hilton, and stealing homes? And Kyle's like, I don't know. They haven't seen it yet. And she's all victim-y. Kyle, they ain't even on TV yet. Maybe invite them over and stop stealing all their clients.
Exactly. So then we go into the end of the episode, or the season, really, when they start doing the summaries, and they change tradition by not, like, putting their heads in a little box or something. They just sort of put a weird filter on the screen and put a bad font up. And so the first update is Kyle. And this sucks. It says, basically, over Christmas, Kyle's new house was burglarized, and nearly all of her watches, handbags, and jewelry were stolen, including irreplaceable items that belonged to her mother. I'm like, damn.
Somewhere in Tent City, there's a tent made out of Birkin bags. And Kim's like, come on in!
Yeah, it was Ken, Kim's ex-lover. He's like, I'm like, I mean, the sad part is that, like, there was so much foreshadowing we didn't even realize. Because remember there was that whole thing that Kyle said a few episodes ago about, like, her old house being the good luck house and nothing but good things have happened in this house. And she hopes the next house, it's nothing but good things also. And then, boom. Like, robbed of thousands and thousands of dollars, and none of it's been has been found yet.
Oh, so sad. In her $9 million house. I don't care.
I know. Well, I mean, yes, there is, but it does suck. It does, especially the stuff from her mom. Yeah. Like, way to go, Edwin. Nice security system there. You'll never work in this town again.
Yeah. Do you think it's a coincidence that then Edwin and Teddy buy a $4 million house?
that's what Teddy's update is. She's like, I've learned I'm true to who I am. And then it's like, Teddy moved into a new house. She paid $2 million less than asking. I was like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
That is so Teddy. She's like, I'll give you half.
Yeah.
So all of Dorit's swimsuits are named after her girlfriends. Yeah. The Erica was featured in Sports Illustrated, and the LVP sold out within days. Yeah. Which is hilarious. What is the LVP?
Lisa Vanderpump.
I know, but what is that bathing suit? Like, what would it be? It's like,
ads. It's like, it has wings on it. One is broken.
It's probably like a one piece that, like, has, like, sort of shorts attached to it, and it's, like, red and white striped.
Mm-hmm. It's like shorts. You know how, like, in the 20s, yeah, it was like shorts.
Yeah. It's like the teddy bear never made it into production, which is funny.
Yeah. I know, and Teddy went crazy on her on Twitter. She's like, I don't need a fucking bathing suit named after me, you idiot.
Well, maybe just the designs for it were turned in late. Get it? So Rinna's like, I just don't feel like confronting injustice anymore. I'm like, you better start. And then her update is that she's doing a 90th birthday for Lois, and Lois will sing and dance if Erica does the choreography. See, that's when you know you've done nothing for a season, when they have to just come up with some random shit to put in your ending card.
When they have to bring up your mom, who was in one episode.
Yeah, exactly.
So Erica's book debuted at number 9 on the New York Times bestseller list, and while promoting, Erica revealed she spends $40,000 a month on everything it takes to be Erica Jane. It's expensive to be her. It's like, okay, so you're rich.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa...
Teddy's cheap.
Well... Teddy's not cheap. She's just a good negotiator, maybe. And then Lisa's talking about Binky Boo, and she's like, I got another dog that looks like Ken. Which is funny, because when she got Binky Boo, I was like, these dogs all kind of look like Ken. At least she's aware.
Yeah, I've always said that's Ken's wigs, are all those dogs.
Oh,
it's a
yeah,
wig farm
you
for
do
Ken.
Say that.
I just coughed in your face, too. How'd you like that?
Oh.
You're like, oh, you did do
not
that.
Not on my coconut rice.
Stop trying to make coconut rice happen, Ben.
You're going to make it now. I'm planting the seed in your brain.
Well, Rinna, this is why we'll always love Rinna. Even on seasons, she decides to just not even show up for work. Because Lisa goes, we got another one. It looks like Ken. I don't know why we keep doing that. And Rinna goes, it's called narcissism. And only 90 more hours of talking about Erica's vajayjay on reunions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Lisa's update is that Vanderpump Dogs has placed over 500 dogs in homes. Of course, only the pretty dogs. And no new dogs, but she has no intention to have any new dogs, at least as long as there are still grandchildren on the horizon. Pandy?
Open your beaver shot like Erica Jane. Kyle made me say it!
And that's that. That was the end of the season, and now we have reunions to look forward to. And we don't have a Crappin's spotlight this week, so that means that we are here abruptly at the end of our episode.
That means we are hereby finished.
We are
with us finished. Episode.
I'm gonna go put something in my brand new Birkin bag that I got mysteriously. Has Ken's handprint on it. Not Ken,
I'm looking at Glenn. My giant gold watch that I just found somehow in my couch.
Hey, there's a ham platter in my Birkin bag.
What if it was us who robbed Kyle?
Could you imagine? We're just so brazen to brag about it on the podcast. Hiding in plain sight.
Like giving each other shit. Your purse is so 3 seasons ago. Bye.
I mean, and you know, I'm sure they were all insured, but it just the mom stuff. I do feel bad about that, just because she has that crazy relationship with her mom, and you know that sucks. I don't know. You know me, I get these like weird moments of sentimentality and like feeling bad for these people on these shows sometimes. You
well, that's
know,
so nice of you.
It happens. I can't help it, guys. I'm you know because we can be catty and we can be bitches, but at the end of the day, I've been thinking about this a lot. I'm still just, like, a fan of all these people, you know? I just... sucks. I'm a fan.
You know what? At the end of the day, I really care about Birkins. And
I'm a fan of Birkin. I'm a fan of Glenn. When a Birkin goes missing, an angel loses its wings.
Whenever a Birkin goes missing, Glenn gets a tray of ham. So...
Glenn's like standing on a bridge about to end it all. Like, Glenn, look at what this world would be like without you.
Yeah, what would the Carney Wilson cheesecake party have been without Glenn?
It's like people falling into the smiley face pool. No, I need to be there. If it had the proper party decor, no one would know. Everyone would know not to step in the pool.
That's a wonderful ham. All right, well, let's wrap this up and get out of here, Bean.
It's the usual wrap-up spiel, guys. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com. When you go there, you'll find links to all our social media, and you should follow us because we are hilarious on social media, or we at least exist. And then, of course, we are doing shows, like in so many cities. You have to come get a ticket to our live shows because they're great. And don't worry about coming alone. We have a lot of people who come alone, and then everyone becomes friends, and then it's like the best moment of their life. We had a great time.
In our lives.
Our lives. You never know. Some of our shows, we've had contests win. The winner of our costume contest in Irvine, she, Countess Luann herself, liked the photo. And if that's not an honor, I don't know what it is. So go buy tickets to the shows. And we're back tomorrow to discuss, like, only the best show on all of television. Speaking of
The Good Fight.
The Good Fight. It is The Good Fight. It's The Real Housewives of New York City. So, I mean, come on. Come on.
When you're successful at something, call me.
So, everyone, go enjoy a night of listening to Luann's Pandora Station and get ready because we are going to be back tomorrow to talk New York, okay?
Bye, everybody.
Bye.